Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It is time for our weekly Capital Chat segment. And joining me is the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
Well, campaign 2019 certainly heating up with Matt Bevin and Andy Beshear going at each other. But there are a number of other closely watched contests further down the ballot that we want to spend some quality time talking about this week. And let's start with the attorney general's race. And we had an important outcome of a court case that affects this race.
That's right, Alan. Last week, Judge Barry Willett, who's a Jefferson County Circuit judge, dismissed a case that was filed against Daniel Cameron. He's the Republican, of course, running for attorney general. And a Jefferson County resident had filed a lawsuit saying that Cameron was not eligible to serve as attorney general because he hadn't been an attorney for 8 years. And Judge Willett said that the 2 years that Cameron served as a federal law clerk did indeed count toward that 8-year tenure, and he is eligible to run. He's running against Greg Stumbo, who's former attorney general, former Speaker of the State House of Representatives. And as you know, that race is getting nasty. You've probably seen some press releases in your inbox, like I have, where the Republican Governors Association is calling Greg Stumbo Greg Scumbo. There's name calling. It's devolved to that point, Alan, where they're calling names.
And Daniel Cameron did more than insinuate that Greg Stumbo was behind this entire challenge for him to run.
He did. He has said that he felt like one of his ads says, "We beat Greg Stumbo in court. Now we'll beat him at the ballot box," or something along those lines. But it was a private citizen who filed that lawsuit. Maybe Stumbo was behind it. Maybe some Democrats asked the guy to do it. Who knows? But Stumbo's name was not on that lawsuit in any way, shape, or form.
All right. Now, we will see them face-to-face later tonight on KET's Kentucky Tonight with Renee Shaw. So, folks, that'll be must-see TV across the state.
I would say.
Definitely.
Yes, I would say.
Secretary of State, those two debated last Monday night.
That's right. The two people seeking that office, that's an open seat, of course. Allison Lundergan Grimes is not running again. She's served her second term. And Michael Adams, who is a lawyer from Linden, is the Republican on that ticket. It's interesting to note, Alan, that like Daniel Cameron, Michael Adams also worked for Senator Mitch McConnell as a staffer in the Senate offices. So they have that McConnell tie there. Another McConnell tie that these candidates share is they are recipients of campaign contributions from his leadership PAC, which is called Bluegrass Committee. So he's given the maximum amount to most of the candidates. The Democrat on the ticket is Heather French Henry. She's from Louisville. Her husband was lieutenant governor, but she was the commissioner of the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs under Governor Beshear, and then under Governor Bevin, she served as a deputy. So she has served governors of both parties in that role, and that's a big agency. There were 900 employees in that agency that she oversaw. So she's coming into the race with some government experience as well.
And this is a high-profile seat, given the fact that we are going to be going into the presidential election cycle next November.
That's right. The Secretary of State's office, most of your listeners know, of course, but the Secretary of State's office oversees businesses and business filings in the state, but also is the state's elections officer. So they do oversee elections. Along those lines, Michael Adams supports a voter ID law. Heather French Henry doesn't. They both support paper ballots as a way to deal with some issues of alleged fraud. There have been no instances of fraud convictions or prosecutions in Kentucky that I'm aware of. But paper ballots do provide some security, as people have noted. And they both support ways to allow felons to retain their right to vote after they've served their time.
What about Agriculture Commissioner?
On that, we've got Ryan Quarles running for re-election. He's a Republican from Georgetown, and running against him is Robert Haley Conway. He's from Georgetown as well. He's an eighth-generation farmer, is what his websites say. They both want to expand the Kentucky Proud program. And in fact, here recently, some counties in eastern Kentucky were added to that list of Kentucky Proud counties, and they're calling that Appalachia Proud. They both were on KET too, Alan, in their forum. And Conway called out Quarles for creating a hunger initiative to help feed needy families in Kentucky. But at the same time, his party is trying to roll back SNAP benefits or food stamp benefits for needy families. So Conway called Quarles out on that. Conway supports legalizing marijuana. Ryan Quarles has said that that's best to leave to doctors and legislators. He's not getting involved in that issue.
Auditor Mike Harmon running against Sherry Donahue.
And Kyle Hugenberg. There's a Libertarian on that ticket. Mike Harmon is the incumbent. He's a former state representative from Danville. He's the Republican, of course. Sherry Donahue is the Democrat. And she, for 20 years, audited U.S. Navy weapons systems contracts. And she also audited contracts that were classified intelligence. So she had high-level security clearance. And then Kyle Hugenberg, the Libertarian, he's an accountant and a corporate internal auditor. He's from Louisville as well. All three of them want to, the auditor sits on the Public Pension Oversight Board. And so all three of them are calling for more transparency in pensions and, you know, basically rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse.
And finally, we have the treasurer's race.
That's right. Allison Ball is the Republican. She holds that office, and she is seeking reelection. Michael Bowman is challenging her. He's a Democrat from Louisville. He's a banker. She's an attorney. Both of them advocate keeping the treasurer's office. You know, Alan, in years past, folks have said that the office has become redundant and unnecessary. And I think in several legislative sessions, bills have been filed to eliminate this. It would take a constitutional amendment, of course, to eliminate the treasurer's office. But some people say it's not necessary. These two running for that office say it is, of course. But they both want to safeguard taxpayer dollars. Bowman says he would like to see more of an oversight on economic incentive packages. Ball said that that is not the job of the treasurer's office, and she felt like that is stepping outside of her lane. So that's one issue on which they both disagree.
We will obviously be watching all of these races as we get closer and closer to Tuesday, November 5th. That's all the time that we have today on Capital Chat. Our guest has been the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Alan. Thank you.